Marks of the President, Tioga, North Dakota, 29 September 1952.
Proves to me that the common people are going to win again in November. Thank you.
Next, I wish to introduce our senior and best-known senator from the state of North Dakota, the Honorable William Langer. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that cordial welcome. You know, I never was treated so well in my life as I've been today in North Dakota. I was just telling Bill Langer in there that I had a good notion to come out. I should have come out here earlier and filed for governor. I believe I could have been elected. It's been a great joy to me meeting the good people I've met today. And I've been particularly pleased to meet your Democratic candidates for office here in North Dakota. I met your candidate for governor and candidate for senator and the candidate for congressman at large and became very well acquainted with them on the train all day today. And I don't think you'll make any mistake by voting for them. I think they're all right. And I know there's one way you can't make any mistake, and that's to vote for Stevenson and Sparkman, because you'll be voting for yourself and your own interest when you do that. And I hope you will go to the polls and make it a point to study the situation, read the record, and then make up your mind that the best thing you can do is to vote for yourself. And when you do that, you vote the Democratic ticket. These people who are running on that ticket are great men. They're all right. And I've been very much interested in learning about what's been happening recently to this country up here. Whoever thought that North Dakota would have a booming oil town like this? You know, some time back, there was a time when if the United States government had not come to the rescue of the farmers up in this part of the world, all this land that's underlaid with oil would be in the hands of the moneylenders and insurance companies. But the government of the United States saved that land for the farmers, and the farmers now are reaping the benefit of that. That is one of the boondoggles that these Republicans talk about. I thought it was a pretty good boondoggle, though. And the Geodetic Survey made a geological survey, and named this oil basin up here as a possible repository of oil. Now, that was done at public and government expense, too. But it was done in the public interest. I'm told that this is an immensely rich pool up here, that the estimate is that it has 2.5 billion barrels of oil under it, so far as the explorations have gone today, and that in a year or two, you'll be producing 200,000 barrels a day. And the returns from the land on those 200,000 barrels will go into the hands of the people who own the land, the small farmers, and that's what the Democratic Party stands for. That's a great development. It's going to mean a lot for the prosperity and growth of this whole region, provided we are not shoved into another Republican depression. I've been going across your state today, hammering home the point that the Republican old guard's against you. And the Republican old guard is running this campaign for the Republicans. It's been a complete surrender to the old guard. And their record in Congress proves just exactly what they are. If you want peace and security for this country, don't rely on them. If you want prosperity for the West, more electric power, flood control, social security, good education for the kids, Don't count on them to help you to get it. Why, if they had their way, they'd give away your interest in the offshore oil that this United States government owns and that has been established as in the title of the United States by the Supreme Court of this great country. They'd give it away if they could. I heard Herlickes testify before a committee down in the Congress that North Dakota's part of the return from that offshore oil which belongs to the government of the United States would amount to about $3 million a year. Now, there are 45 states in this union that have no borders on the seacoast, but they have an interest in that oil deposit, just the same as you have an interest in this one up here that underlies the land right here. And I don't want to give that away. And the Democrats won't do it. The Republicans have all voted to give it away, so we know where they stand. We've given you a fair deal, and we want to keep it up. Most of you are better off today than you ever were before in your lives. There are 62,300,000 people with jobs in this country. Now, I can remember back in 1932 when I was running Jackson County as the presiding judge of that county, which is an administrative office. There were something like 12 or 14 million people in this country walking the streets and not able to find jobs. And now the jobs are trying to find the people. Wasn't anybody brought that about but the Democratic administrations of Franklin Roosevelt and Harry S. Truman. If you want to keep it that way, you'd better go and vote for Stevenson and Sparkman, because they are standing on the Democratic platform which guarantees to the people their share in the government. You are the government. The people of the United States are the government. You turn this government over to the old guard Republicans who've been tried. You have the special interests at your throat just like they were in 1932, and I'm sure you don't want that to happen. And if you don't want it to happen, inform yourselves on what the facts are. Then go to the polls in November and vote for yourselves, vote for the welfare of this great country, and vote the Democratic ticket, and you'll be all right. I've got a young lady along with me. I guess she'd like to. Well, here's Margaret.